you think that there should be a matter of adapting yourself to the standard, whatever that is, at the expense of the speech you grew up learning? Or should that be retained and simply carry a knowledge of the standard for whatever social value it has?
Unless you live in two worlds, it's hard to maintain it. You know, unless you live in a business world and go back to your home life in which it's spoken.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it should be, the knowledge should be retained. I mean, the working knowledge of it should be retained. I suppose it's according to the situation you live in.
Mm-hmm.
It would be hard for me to work in a white world and not speak their language. But it'd also be hard for me to speak their language and come home and speak it, because I wouldn't be accepted in my community. I wouldn't be, I shouldn't say white, I mean a standard English. I wouldn't be accepted by my peers or my members of my family at home.
Do you ever catch yourself or any of your black friends consciously changing the way they speak when they're around whites?
Initially, when I meet you, I tend to make an effort, but I'm sure I don't do a good job of it. I don't do it well, because habitually, you know, I've spoken this other language, and but I make a conscious effort to speak a little differently.
What do you mean? You mean different vocabulary, different grammar or pronunciation or what?
Different word usage, such as vocabulary, different grammar. I'm more conscious of grammar.
Can you give me an example? Something that you would not say around whites that you say around your friends?
Oh, it's the slang that's used commonly. It's whites. It's not, I'm not, the statement is I'm not studying you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying I'm not thinking about what you're saying, or I'm not thinking about what you mean or whatever. I'm not thinking about
it. What are you saying, that characteristic of black music?
Yes.
You ever heard whites say that?
Not to my knowledge. But I make an effort not to use it. Especially at first, but later on when I revert, unconsciously start speaking, I may use the word.
Is there anything that strikes you as characteristic of black usage that you don't hear among whites, or perhaps if a white heard it, he wouldn't understand it?
I can't think of anything right off, but I've used words that with white people, with white members, and they would say, oh, what do you mean by that? What is that? So evidently it was, but I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Do you ever hear a greeting used by blacks that goes something like, what it is?
I've heard it, but I don't use that anymore than it makes white ones.
Have you heard whites use that too?
Not unless they're trying to be a member of the black group.
Mimic blacks, in other words.
I'm not sure about the mimic. Yeah. I said not unless they're trying to be a member of a black group.
Did you notice any difference in the way that you talk and what your parents talk? And what your grandparents talk?
No.
Do you have any pet peeves about language when you hear somebody say something that really makes your skin crawl?
Profanity.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So much for that section. I'm going to dive in kind of the middle of this other section, since this tends to go a little quicker than some other parts of it. All right, talking about different types of birds and animals, the type of bird that can see in the dark and make their hooting noise.
Owl.
Do you know different types?
No.
No.
Not at all. No, I really don't.
Do you have a name for a small one? Kind of makes a very high-pitched screeching noise? Screech owl?
No.
What about
hoot owl? Hoot owl, yes.